You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm, radio is yours.
Batman, Joker just put me on acid. You wanna wait like a maverick, we need to make something happen. Batman, please put me on new fashion. I ain't learned nothing since last year, you got the renegade fabrics. Batman, please put me up in a Tesla. I'm tryna be hella extra, please hand me down any sweatshirt. Batman, heard that you ain't got a mattress. Heard that you king of Manhattan, you always stay in the bashes. Batman, we need to settle the scores. Jokers, they still want a war. Watch out, I'm closing the doors. Batman, I heard you married a Porsche. That shit is all in the past, plus we got very divorced. You ain't ready for the war, Skywalker with the force. 1, 2, 3, 4, D.I.T.'s, we making noise. In the suburb with the boys, on the road, no Royce. Had to save the day every single way, we don't really got a choice. Batman, please save the day for the demons. I was sleeping, he was leaning, we drove right into a precinct. Batman, why you look flyer than hell? Don't think the album will sell, but this might fly off the shelf. Batman, so fly that you mad at yourself. You the one who got a juice, city crying for your help. Shooting up on Skid Row, out your window, look who you can tell. Get it from under they spell, if I don't do it, then who else? Need me to shoot up the signal, I'll be there to get the info. Skirting through the residential. I wish it wasn't plain and simple. Want me to pull up to the party, need like 35 credentials. Batman, why you look flyer than hell? Don't keep the album will sell, but this might fly out the show. Batman, we need to settle the scores. Jokers, they still want a war. Hold up, I'm closing the doors. Batman, so fly that you're mad at yourself. You the one that got the juice, city crying for your help. Batman, that was not part of the deal. You was protecting the bank, and then you walked off of the mill.
Somebody's reward. Don't leave. Check one, two, two, two. Check one, two, two. When the hook's that good, you got to let it go. You got to. The views and opinions expressed on News of My Fiancé are those of the commentators and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of X-Ray FM. Any content provided by our DJs and commentators is of their opinion and is not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. Morning, everyone. This is Ambush, and you're listening to News of My Fiancé. Be a part of the text fam and join the conversation. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. We absolutely love the engagement.
All News with My Fiancé episodes are available in the X-Ray archive at xray.fm. And now you can catch News with My Fiancé, Views with My Fiancé, and Monday Night Raw on the YouTubes and everywhere else you listen to podcasts except for Spotify. Plus, we're live on YouTube every Monday night, 6:30. Pull up, join the conversation in real time with us. And now, it's time for News with My Fiancé.
Good morning. You've just tuned in to News with My Fiancé with Morgan Jones and Ambush, right here on X-Ray FM. You're welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to News of My Fiancé with Morgan Jones and a one DJ Ambush. Wait, is your headphone too low?
No, I don't hear you at all. But
really?
I heard the song coming through in my headphone, but I don't hear you.
Oh, that's weird. I hear me.
Good for you. I don't hear myself either.
Oh.
So that's cool. You know, who needs to hear Morgan today? I'm DJ Ambush anyway. I'm wearing a sweatshirt today.
Are you? Oh, yeah, you got my X-Ray sweatshirt on, X-Ray
your
hoodie.
You're right. Look
Boom.
At that.
Boom.
I'm Ambush.
Boom. What up, y'all? What's happening? What's a guan? It is a Thursday morning. It's a brisk Thursday morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was chilly to the willy, and I did not like
Never
it.
Never chilly to the willy.
I was like, ugh. Whoa, what's happening out here?
You weren't a fan.
I was not a fan. It caught me off guard. And then we got hail yesterday.
Are our texts broken? I don't. Good morning.
You gotta. They're waking up too, babe.
Well,
you
know? So is my computer. You know? And so this is a double check. I'm impatient everywhere. I'm impatient with Slack. I'm impatient. No?
No, you're right. I'm going to let you have that.
It was, you know, I'm really talking about Slack. I started with, are the texts broken? Not, are people not there?
Oh, my God.
To be fair, you know, to me in this moment, Ambush. Sit try
back,
it one time.
Back, oh, wow.
Wow. I felt attacked.
Wow.
I don't know. All my senses are off. My synapses aren't napsins.
They're not napsins. Man.
Fiancés. How are we on this? What did you call it? Brisk?
Brisk Thursday morning.
It's brick outside is what it is.
Yeah.
It's cold.
For show.
I am going to say it is supposed to be, I got the drop down warning last night, warming over the next 4 days. And I was like, the warm into what? You know?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, Friday and Saturday are both supposed to be like 69, 70 degrees, but also cloudy. So I think I might die. You know, well, okay, I got to stop saying that. Because I don't mean that, but I mean...
Barometric pressure.
Yeah, man, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
I don't like it.
Good morning, Michelle. Michelle said, good morning. I'm back in the state, and I was late. Okay. See, And this is what real relationships always need. Just a little bit of honest communication, huh? Everything's gone, ambush.
Wompity womp.
What? Sir. Or take these tips.
What even are you guys talking about? You ladies talking about the lady stuff?
Well, just, lady, you know, things. Absolutely communicating.
That again. That old chestnut.
That old chestnut keeps the relationships alive.
Am I right, guys? They're always talking about communication this, communication this. You're not talking to me. Oh, gosh. I don't know. You know.
Does somebody say that to you?
Especially when it got to that, oh, gosh, I don't know part. Oh, crap.
Michelle said, LOL, brick. I wish this cold came with snow for our low snowpacks. I am so worried about the fact that there was no snow.
Man.
No real snow, no deep freeze, no, like, we are in for a doozy. And to be talking about how cold it is to a Minnesotan, I'm sure we're being laughed at. But I will say, it's a different kind of cold over there. It's drier.
Yeah, it's different.
Michelle?
We got another.
Please agree with me.
We got another text in here.
What's it say?
Good morning. I got all I got to say is I watched 28 Years Later last night, and now I'm trying to get jacked like those alphas in the movie. It's not. Hey, it's relatable. Relatable, bro. It is not a bad thing to be like. Motivation. I see it. Inspiration. Motivation. I see it.
Wait, so 28 days. Wait, which one is
years.
It?
28 years.
28 years later mm-hmm. is now body goals?
No. That's a way to put it.
Or the, because I haven't seen this one yet. And I think it's been so long since I've seen all the 28
days, 28 weeks, 28 years now. And then,
okay, so then I.
Bone Temple is the one that's it's just hit Netflix. I mean, it released in the theaters, but now it's available for us at home.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I've only seen the first two.
Yeah. Me and Bree watched the first two and three. Yeah.
It's a good way to find out you've been left out.
It's not true.
You were live on air.
We were playing catch up.
Live on air.
And then you hit. Any hoodles.
Oh, okay.
There are mutations that have taken place. And some of these, the zombies are jizzacked. Like.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they be thinking, you know.
Oh, well, this is not what we're... Well, actually, they always did, didn't they?
But the problem solving has evolved a little bit more. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Ambush says I'm crazy because I say I don't want to make it to the end of that movie. But any of these apocalyptic things, I do not want to make it to the end. I don't want to see that the zombies evolve and get ripped and start thinking about how to solve Rubik's Cubes and
riddles.
Yeah, yeah. Beating me at pips. No. Yeah. Absolutely not. I want no part.
I get it.
But I do appreciate people being inspired by the art that comes mm-hmm. on a screen or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I'm messing up everything over here. Why is it so different? Sorry for you guys listening to my IT
happened?
Moment.
What's going on?
Slack is just different on my thing, and the texts don't come in the same, and you can't just click into them the same. So then I think there's something, and then there's not. Doesn't matter.
Here she goes again, communicating. You know what? At some point, I'm going to have to put that shtick up. You know?
It's true.
There's too much red pilling. There's too much, like, bruh. Actual, factual, horrible men out here that are taking every opportunity to do the most childish, horrible things.
Absolutely true.
I gotta stop. It's like when they stop doing Veep. It's like it's too real. We gotta cut the jokes.
But I did want to do that experiment with Can Jones, and I think I could do it with you as well.
Uh oh.
put you in the game, coach, as a grifter to the red pill.
Oh.
So you do the red pill content, get them in your pipeline, but then you change it all the way around.
I'm not mad at this.
It's a thought.
Okay.
I might be a zombie that is starting to learn how to think, but
you make some money.
One, that's where all the money is. Yeah. That's where the money resides.
Yeah.
And especially if you can get a certain group of people to start disliking their own people.
Boom.
But I don't want you to do that part. I want you to switch it around.
You mean it, like, infiltrate from the inside?
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't sound fun, but...
Yeah, okay.
Sign me up. I'm down. Woohoo!
I love that. So let me tell you stories we'll get to today, because that's how this show is supposed to go. And then we'll get into some other things. In sort of local news, but always our local news that we are going to make sure that we are talking about when black women go missing, just like when white women go missing.
It is important.
But I don't know how I feel about reporting, seeing some of the reporting of, like, local woman, local Portland woman. I don't know how long she was here or what. But Ashley Janae was found, first went missing for a moment and then was found in Tanzania dead, questionably. And her fiance is now being questioned, brand new fiance is now being questioned by the police. So we'll talk about that story. We're also going to talk about how the future might be a ways away, but the harm is right now. The harm is now. So the NAACP is suing XAI for polluting black communities. And then the... what was breaking news for me at 6:30 this morning, but not for anybody else because it was announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster and Live Nation, huh?
Hello.
Hello? Anybody want to talk about a monopoly? Monopoly. Ticket Nation. That's what I like to call them. Ever since they merged and became a monopoly. That's been my favorite thing.
Pretty much.
After having a pretty big win with the DOJ, they just lost in court. So we're going to talk about that. But first, what I know everybody is like, Morgan, but did you see the thing about Kevin Dahlgren? Are you all saying that?
I saw it. I got very excited, just like. But then you brought some reality to it.
This text says ambush starting the show on thin ice.
Wait.
Correct. Sorry, I'm gonna laugh at that for a minute.
That's good.
What did I say?
Kevin Dahlgren.
Dahlgren.
The Dahlgren of it all.
The Dahlgren of it all. So yeah, I saw yesterday that somebody got a fine, you know? Got excited at first, but then so you know, our local homelessness influencer, I think is what you would call him, because that's about as good as he could be for anything, was hit with a fine. The Oregon Ethics Commission fined him after finding he used his city job for personal gain. While working for the city of Gresham, he was supposed to use a city card to help unhoused clients, but instead he ran those purchases through his own rewards account to rack up personal benefits. This is on top of earlier criminal issues tied to the same behavior. So this isn't new. It's just the state officially closing the loop on it, which not a tight enough bow, if you ask me.
No.
He was literally using poverty work to profit. And the state is like, that's going to cost you $3,000.
We've done the numbers, and this is what you owe us.
We crunched them. $3,000. I need a soundboard, Ambush, because I need the tomato, yeah. And I also need, like, two thumbs down. Need hated it. All of the things right now, yeah. Because this is absolutely ridiculous. And but trust me, fines from the state are not something that I'm like, we should definitely have more of those, but we do for the things that need to be, what's the word? We need deterrence of some sort. And in capitalism, it's usually some bread, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be some money that makes people do something different. I don't know. I didn't mean to resign.
It's the only real consequence.
Resign so quickly on
it's
that.
It's the only real consequence. There's two motivating factors. There's two fuels for this American engine. Capitalism and violence. That's it.
Ah.
Money. Those are the only two things that move any of the needles in any direction with any sort of meaning. That's it.
Well, I don't know that $3,000 will make him rethink stealing more than that from the cities that he worked with / for. I think anybody who is willing to steal directly from houseless people that he claims to be helping, anyone who is doing the poverty porn, the get out there and show they're living under the city, under Lloyd Center.
Mm-hmm. Also, just blatantly lying. Just blatant lying.
Blatantly lying, paying people to make up stories. I mean, selective editing, cherry picking, all the things. It's just such disgusting behavior. It's like $3,000 ain't enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. But I do appreciate that this was not just like a, and we'll never hear from that guy again, I guess. We'll just sweep that under the rug. Like,
right.
What needs to also happen is that there's just still not even a true understanding of what he has done, because there are people in comments right now saying, he's the only one who's even out here trying to help.
You're lazy. You don't care about the issue. You're lazy. You just serve up and eat up whatever is delivered to you, whatever is placed right in front of you. Good. You don't even do the bare minimum me search. You're lazy. You don't get to talk about this. You don't get to chime in because you don't know what you're talking about at all. You could actually take this moment. I don't know. Like the ladies say, you could listen. Learn a little something. Put your listening ears on. So quick to come to the defense of this guy.
It's wild.
It is incredibly wild. Like, he's the lowest hanging fruit. The lowest.
On the ground. Rotten.
He has a Googleable track record of fraud.
Fraud.
And you guys sit on these devices and you hop in the comments and you're like, but he's doing what?
Fraud.
If you on some real ish, okay?
Yeah, he grabbed the mic, you guys.
If you think that Kevin Dahlgren is out here doing good, you are worse.
Oh.
You are doing not even the bare minimum to co-sign someone like this.
I don't know that that's worse.
You're spreading propaganda. This is someone who is defrauding the most vulnerable people in our community. And instead of you taking 30 seconds to see what this person is about,
you just believe it.
You just believe it.
Yeah.
Nah, man. It's too easy. It's too easy. No one's asking you to take a course on Kevin Dahlgren. No one's like saying, you know, do the deep dive and watch the 3-hour documentary. Google his name. Yeah. The first thing that comes up is fraud every single time. Give fraud. It a try. Or fraud. Shut your mouth. It costs you. There's no tax on being quiet. None.
Mm, or a tariff.
No tariffs on being quiet. True. None.
That's true.
It's like, come on, man. What is it about the? Does he have a? Is it boyish looks? What is it about this guy that makes you all of a sudden just trust him from the rip?
It definitely. No,
quiet. What's happening here? Get out of here! It's just annoying. I'm sorry. I got all riled up. Kevin Dahlgren. Ugh. Give me a break. He's not even looks maxing.
Okay. No, absolutely not. We are not bringing up clavicular. Absolutely not, Ambush. Somebody.
Phil, dibs.
Dibs.
Somebody get
Where's C's? Somebody help. Reel him in. Also, I don't know. Good morning, AJ, and good morning, P-Town. In case y'all out there. Because I know both of y'all would reel him in, too. So yeah, I don't even need to call on you. I'll just leave it there.
P-Town's for sure out there. She emails us during the show.
Oh, let me open the email.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Let me double check and make sure you're on that thread. It might just be.
Ooh.
Because.
You know what?
Because for a lot of X-ray stuff, my old Gmail address is the contact. So I have to redirect and go in certain places and switch it around and put News of My Fiance in there. So.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what ends up happening.
Ambush controlling the chokehold of information yet again. I love it.
Success.
A blockade.
Listen, you don't get to close the Strait of Hormuz. I do.
Clearly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're on top of it, is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. You don't want to open it? I'll close it.
Just like, what is wrong with
you? Yeah.
We're in such a bad way.
Oh, super cooked.
Lily and I don't know how many times a day, are just like, oh, yeah, it's done. Like, this is just done. Yeah. Oh, this is over. Yeah. Just forget about it.
Quick update. Our peer-to-peer page is up.
Oh, boy. Well, it's a good thing you just said that. I'm just going to tease a little there that it is fun drive time.
Hello. We are in the fun drive. What you know about it? Uh-oh, Phil popped up.
Yes. Good morning, Phil. Is he going to say something?
It's wild how people with nothing are always the problem. Are y'all talking about Dog Lundgren?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Phil. Gosh. These people, they have so little, we must take even more from them.
I mean.
Then we'll all be happy and our streets will be clean.
You know what's crazy is that these same people don't understand that in order for them to have their American dream, there has to be poverty.
Right.
There has to be people living on the street. You don't get to have what you have without that.
Bruh.
That's the system. I'm not saying that you are excited about it or that you agree with it. I'm simply saying.
It is what it is.
The folks that are like, God, the streets, so dirty, tents, people, disgusting. They're doing the drugs. And on the outside.
Right.
Take that into your living room. Mm. Well,
I have.
I am in my living room. Those people, for them to be able to drive past in their Audi on the freeway and be completely offended by tents, you have to have people living on the street.
Yeah. Yep.
It does not have to be this way, but it does under capitalism. And that's just that. We don't need to continue more. I don't know which way you want to go. Do you want to go Ambush? Did you know this?
Well, let's do a little fun driving real quick and then go Ambush. Did you know this?
Okay.
So, yes, I apologize to everyone that was trying to find our peer-to-peer page, you know, when the fun drive started. But it's up now.
Locked and loaded.
Locked and loaded.
Can I say something really quick?
Please.
Shout out to X-Ray. They are, you know, putting up some of, like, the listener love. So when people give and they say why they gave, or they say I'm giving for this show or whatnot, they're putting some of those quotes up. I need to see some for us.
Yeah.
You know?
We appreciate it. And we know it's out there.
We know it's out there.
Kill it in the text messages.
Y'all be telling us you love us.
Yeah, man.
Tell them so that they can post it so we know it's real.
Yeah, man. And you know, listen. I know. If you tune in to the News of My Fiance, this isn't the only time you listen to X-Ray. It isn't. X-Ray is home to the best curators and collectors of music in Portland, Oregon. Help share the love of music by becoming a member.
Today.
Hello. We got different membership levels, huh? $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month. And what comes with that, you ask? Pipe down. Give me a second to get to it. Well, you're so excited.
Yeah.
You know? At $10 a month, you get a thank you pack. $15 a month, t-shirt. $20 a month, beach set. Now, I want to be clear. You don't get a t-shirt every month. It's like...
You get one t-shirt.
You get the one t-shirt, yeah, when you become a member.
Yeah.
But yeah, get on... Go ahead, where are you?
Did somebody think... Was it me that thought you got a shirt a month?
Well, I just wanted to be clear.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to be, you know. Yeah. And we are in week one. Let's see, what's the Movie Madness Mega Pack.
Mega Pack.
Hey, all right. Everyone who gives can be entered into a drawing to win a Movie Madness Maniac membership and a free rental of the Movie Madness Miniplex.
Ooh.
Where you can choose from over 90,000 titles and enjoy a premium movie experience with state-of-the-art laser projection and Dolby Atmos sound. Give it to me.
I don't think you can win.
Oh, no, that's why I can't.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Chase can confirm, but I don't think
you can. Yeah, I can't win. I can't win. All right.
You can buy one, though.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I guess it'll be okay.
We want one of our listeners to win, though.
That'd be great. You know? Yeah, man.
I feel like that's something that Rudo would absolutely cherish.
Mm-hmm.
Give us all your money, Rudo.
Yeah.
To our show, not your own show.
Hey, Harper.
Harper.
So, yeah, head over to xray.fm.